Aman Jabi has worked in Silicon Valley for 28 years. His background includes work on deep technologies that are involved in the new digital prison system being designed by big tech. In 2020, he moved to Montana and became a whistleblower, warning the public of the very real threat about to be unleashed upon us all, known by many as the Mark of the Beast system. Aman explains how accepting the digital ID is the basic premise behind it all.
So by default, a digital identity implies that you're always in a digital prison. Since you have a digital identity and you're in a prison, you are by default a criminal. So we don't trust you.
Just like the old system, this new one is also voluntary. And you are supposed to know that it's a digital prison that you are voluntarily signing up for. And the reason for this is because in this new system, having a digital ID will be proof that you are a criminal. Because having a digital ID means that you are in a digital prison. And because you accepted it, you must be a criminal. Because of this, there is a new protocol being introduced with this system, known as Zero Trust.
How is Zero Trust going to be used? Here's a lady, she wants to go and buy some beef. But let's say her carbon footprint or her beef footprint for the month has been exceeded. That door won't open.
This digital prison is sneaking up on us all. There is no need for an implanted chip because everything is being done with facial recognition, which is already plugged into the entire system. America already has more cameras per capita than communist China, and our social credit score is already being logged. All we need at this point is a series of events that lead us all into having to make the choice of either accepting the new digital ID or saying no. Since the COVID lockdowns, new state-of-the-art LED lights have been replacing streetlights in cities throughout the West. Aman explains that this is all part of the plan. These lights will be connected to everything, including your phone and your car. And in new cars, that includes 16 different cameras with LiDAR and sonar. These lights are being outfitted with LED incapacitators, which is a light technology that was first announced 15 years ago, back when it caused enough brain damage to make a person sick.
Another strange weapon in the final stages of development is able to mount an all-out barrage on the optic nerve.
The LED incapacitator was developed under the auspices of the Department of Homeland Security for the purposes of creating what we call a non-lethal defense system. And this technology consists of a bright set of LED technology, light-emitting diodes, that is designed to create sort of temporary blindness, meaning temporary ability to not be able to see the person who we're trying to protect.
If aggressors caught in its bright pulsating glare don't shield their eyes or turn away quick enough, temporary blindness isn't the only effect they'll feel.
The first time I saw the LED, I was in a darkened room, and within 3 or 4 seconds, I had reached forward and grabbed a hold of a lab bench because I was feeling a little bit dizzy or disoriented.
The device's combination of different colors and random flashes can induce psychophysical effects, including vertigo and possible nausea. It's been nicknamed the puke light.
It's been 15 years, and our Silicon Valley whistleblower believes that this technology is now capable of killing people. Ultimately, we can say no to this.
But if there's a critical mass that doesn't sign on to the digital ID, then this agenda gets weakened substantially.
But we will have to first unify and come together. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Go to reesereport.com to sign up for my Substack, see my latest videos, and join me at rockfin.com for exclusive content.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.